Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment, and God bless America. Today I want to talk a little bit about something that's happening, and this is largely for those that are listening that are on the California side, but for our Oregon listeners, you've got some of these same sort of issues going on in your state, I'm sorry to say. And I'm going to use an example out of Humboldt County as an example of what I'm doing here in terms of a criminal justice issue. And what lawmakers want and what some lawmakers think they're voting for that isn't. The example that I'm going to use has to do with drug dealing. A repeat drug dealer who's now pled guilty. That person has repeat offenses in the past. Person also was caught with the largest haul, essentially, of drugs in drug task force history in this county. Some of this, they found more and more in one location, 3 pounds of meth, 4 ounces of fentanyl, $114,000 in cash. Another location, 1.3 ounces of cocaine. Another location, 24 pounds of meth, 3 pounds of heroin, 1.25 pounds of cocaine in that one, and 5.83 pounds of fentanyl. Now, this is a drug charge. This is repeat drug charge. Again, this person has already pled guilty, so what I'm talking about does nothing over here. The possession we're talking about in terms of what this person pled to with, you know, meth in the 22-pound range, heroin over a kilogram, fentanyl over a kilogram, and he admitted his prior convictions, all as a plea. But in California, and Oregon, you have some of these again too, they changed the penal code fairly recently. It's 1170H. And what it does is it dictates that individuals convicted of selling, transporting, or possessing drugs for sale cannot be sentenced to prison. Now, what that means doesn't mean they can't go to jail, even with his background. And I argue that, quite honestly, if you've got that amount of fentanyl and some of the others, the overdose deaths that you've been responsible for over your drug dealing career should be something that should be considered when they do the charging. But nonetheless, they've done it. So he couldn't go to prison. But in a county jail, that's not what those are designed for. It'll end up being far less, but this is just wrong. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.